Welcome to Gusty Research, where we investigate renewable energy sources, in particular wind energy.
Where did wind energy originate?
One of the earliest forms of wind energy was when northern European countries used vertical windmills to drain lakes and marshes. These windmills utilized vertical and horizontal bars in which sailcloth was attached to. The power was controlled by partially or fully opening the sails. However, these windmills did not have the ability to turn into the wind, and since wind often blows from various directions, a yaw mechanism would be ideal. A yaw mechanism would allow the turbine head to essentially turn towards the wind to get maximum efficiency. This led to the development of the first post-style windmill with a yaw mechanism that had the ability to turn into the wind, similar to the wind turbines utilized today.
What did they use wind energy for back then?
As windmills became more advanced and technologically developed, their uses also grew. What was once used to drain water and mill corn began being used as an alternate source of energy in regions where no other source of energy, such as wood or coal, were applicable. Windmills were used as sawmills for the production of paper and oil, for dehusking rice, as well as manufacturing of mustard and chocolate. They were even used for the ventilations of buildings in England. The building of windmills was especially concentrated in suitable areas and used in multiplicity, which would lead to the idea of wind farms, which are currently used today. How is the technology developed today?
Since the discovery of wind energy, today engineers have challenged themselves to produce wind turbines that are efficient and reliable. Wind turbines today are on a massive scale. They are carefully engineered in order to get the most energy out of the blowing wind.
How does the turbine turn wind power into electricity?
In simple form, a wind turbine is made of an extremely large tower with metal blades that rotate as the wind runs through them. However, it is more than that. As the wind blows through the metal blades, those metal blades rotate in a circular motion. Each time that circular motion is made, energy is developed by the generator. That energy is then changed from direct current power to alternating current power and either sent directly to an electricity grid or stored for later use. Wind turbines are usually found in windy agricultural areas because most people don't want to have wind turbines in their backyards for both health and aesthetic reasons. Also, they are generally found in agricultural areas because these areas are some of the few places that have the capacity to store and facilitate these wind farms, which is the usual way that wind turbines are found because it produces the most amount of energy. The countries who produce the most amount of wind energy include United States, India, Germany, Spain, and China. How is production looking with wind energy?
Well, based on information gathered from the U.S. Department of Energy, wind energy has been growing at a high rate. The performance of these wind turbines are also improving with time, making them a more reliable energy source.
What are some of the pros and cons for this renewable resource?
Engineers have been building bigger and bigger turbines, hoping for better efficiency. Wind energy is a source of sustainable green energy that reduces the amount of fossil fuels that are burned. It also releases no greenhouse gases, which contributes positively to the environment. However, there are downfalls to this technology, such as the magnets used, made up of rare metals including samarium cobalt and neodymium iron, which has a limited supply. These noise emitted by the blades and the generators cause harm to the local humans and animals, such as brain hemorrhaging. Another downfall to wind turbines is they have the potential to kill birds in flight while in operation, although wind turbines are one of the least greatest causes of bird deaths. Scientists have begun to place wind farms offshore. This reduces both the killing of birds in migration as well as the harm that could be caused to humans. This could cause a technological hurdle for years to come as wind energy grows.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Gusty Research. Come back next week when we begin our look on social views towards coal.